party we had yesterday, I'm sure everyone enjoyed. And I also want to inform the commission that this morning I talked to Mr. Simi, the coordinator for North America and Southwest Pacific. And the good news is he has been cleared from the hospital, he's recovering well, and is about to fly to New Zealand where his medical history and his doctor is. Having said that, I wish to invite the secretary for some housekeeping announcements. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I promised yesterday that this morning I will announce the venue of the working group meeting chaired by Switzerland to discuss the matter on natural mineral waters that would come up later, excuse me, in the agenda item 13. The meeting will be held in Canada Room, on the same level of the same building. If you just go out to the corridor and turn to the right, and you will find Canada Room. So all members and observers interested can participate in the meeting starting at 12:30. And I hope the group would come up with some recommendations in 1 hour or so. I don't see the head of delegation of Switzerland, but I hope that advisors will carry this information to the head of delegation. And I remind you again that the nomination for the office of chairperson will close at noon sharp today. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And yesterday we were on agenda item 5, and we had gone down the list, and we closed the session yesterday by adopting the text from Coordinating Committee for Near East. And we are now ready to start looking at the text presented from the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses. Mr. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The text in question is draft formula and formulas for special medical purposes intended for infants. This standard includes Section A and Section B to address two different categories of infant formula. The standard itself is contained in Appendix 2 of Addinom 07/30/26. The delegations may recall that this is a piece of work which has been worked on by Nutrition Committee for a long period of time, and the consensus was reached at the last session of the Nutrition Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And can I open the floor for discussions and any comments on this text, please? United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States strongly supports the adoption of the draft revised standard for infant formula. However, Mr. Chairman, we believe that there is a small transcription error in the standard. in Annex 1 of Appendix 2, we note that the amino acid arginine is listed. However, that particular amino acid was not listed in the previous version of the annex, which was under discussion at the committee. We believe this is a small technical error that can be easily corrected as a technical correction by the Secretariat. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, United States of America. And then I have Côte d'Ivoire.
Okay. Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je voulais faire une petite observation au point 9.5.1 à la fin du paragraphe où on parle de bonnes pratiques d'hygiène, il faut ajouter tel que défini par les directives FAO-OMS. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Côte d'Ivoire. We were checking whether that document does exist, and the WHO are willing to explain whether it exists or not. WHO, please.
The issue is that we have prepared FAO WHO guidelines on the safe preparation, storage, and handling of powdered infant formula. And these guidelines are available also to see for all the delegates. And we will also present a little bit more about them. But they were not available when this text was finalized. So we would suggest that in section 6.1, which is the section about hygiene, that we add the reference to these guidelines. So in 6.1, we would suggest that it says, it is recommended that the product covered by the provisions of this standard be prepared and handled. And then we suggest to include here, in accordance with the WHO FAO guidelines on the safe preparation, storage, and handling of powdered infant formula, and in accordance with, and then it continues with what is there now. So it's just adding the reference to these new guidelines that actually provide a more practical description on how to prepare this in a hygienic manner. Thank you.
May I ask the Commission if the suggestion from WHO of adding a reference that will better clarify the hygienic requirements of this document, if we can agree, and then we agree, we would add it in the text. I had seen the flags before, but I hope the flags I'm seeing now will address this question I'm raising with regards to addition or reference of the text from WHO as it has been explained by WHO. European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The European Community is strongly in favor of the adoption of this text with a technical change or correction that was suggested by the United States, but without any further change, Mr. Chairman. As the Secretariat said, this has been a very long discussion in the committee, and often a difficult discussion. We heard in particular on this issue of directions of use and hygienic preparation, long discussions in the last meeting. There were various proposals. We were aware that the WHO guidelines were coming up. We are also aware that there is a code of practice under the in the hygiene committee that is being prepared. We think that these are independent instruments, Mr. Chairman, that they retain their value as they have been adopted, but we would not like to see any change as suggested in the text on informal formula. Thank you.
Thank you, European Committee. In actual sense, what you are saying, you are not supporting the change by making which will make reference to the WHO code as has been proposed by Cote d'Ivoire and also supported by WHO. Can I get some further views on this change on hygiene, please? India?
Well, thank you, Chair. We would like to support the stand taken by WHO and also Cote d'Ivoire, that rather than leaving the good hygienic practices not defined very clearly and leaving it vague, it will be better to stipulate the guidelines as set by WHO and FAO with regard to safe preparation, storage and handling of powdered and infant formula. Thank you.
Thank you. India, Guinea, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Pour plus de précision, nous soutenons la proposition de la Côte d'Ivoire.
Thank you, Guinea. Any more flags on this? South Africa, please.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, South Africa supports the views of the EC that the code of hygiene practice be quoted in this document. Thank you.
Thank you, South Africa. You are supporting the position of EC. And I have Jamaica, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman, Jamaica supports the view of Cote d'Ivoire and the U.S. with respect to replacing good hygienic practice in 951 with the WHO-FAO guidelines on the safe preparation, storage, and handling of powdered infant formula.
Thank you, Jamaica. And I have Egypt, please.
نحن نوافق تماما على الإضافة التي اقترحتها منظمة الصحة العالمية، ولكن في نفس الوقت نرى أن تكون هناك إشارة إلى التشريعات القومية لهذا المنتج الحساس، والتي عادة ما تكون أكثر تفصيلا من الناحية الفنية. في نفس الوقت نحن نعيد الملاحظة الخاصة بالحمض الأميني الأرجينين والتي اقترحتها الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt, and I have Singapore, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Singapore supports the inclusion of the WHO's recommendation to have the latest recommendation be incorporated into this text. I think it is a lot more practical than the our own Codex General Principle on Food Hygiene. I don't think there's anything said about the preparation of infant powdered milk. So the WHO's new document is a lot much better and practical for this purpose. And we certainly support the adoption of this revised draft standard for infant formula for special medical purposes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thailand, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thailand support the adoption of the this standard as step 8. And regard to the crude protein, we support for WHO and FAO guidelines and also the section on method of analysis, which has not been endorsed by CCMS, can be exception for the adoption at step 8. Thank you, Chairman.
Cameroon, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Le Cameroun supporte cette position de la Côte d'Ivoire.
I hope there is no any other delegation asking for the flag. Oh, Brazil. Thank you. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's to add our support to the position of Côte d'Ivoire. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brazil. I have Mali, please.
Le Mali supporte la position de la Côte d'Ivoire.
Argentina, please.
Gracias, presidente. Gracias. ¿Presidente? Hola. Gracias, presidente. Apoyamos también la propuesta de Côte d'Ivoire.
I see no any other flag from the delegations, and can I go to Costa Rica, please. Sorry.
Yes, señor presidente, solamente nosotros tenemos unos puntos de corrección ortográfica y gramatical en la versión española que nos gustaría aportarle a la secretaría luego. Gracias.
Thank you, Costa Rica. We shall appreciate. I'm now going to observers who have requested for the floor, and I have IBFAN, please. IBFAN.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for the opportunity to address this important issue. We really feel it is critical and important that the WHO guidelines be referenced in this document. This particular problem of Isakazaki and Salmonella in powdered infant formula is there intrinsically, and therefore it remains and continues to be a huge risk to the health and lives of infants and young children who are fed powdered infant formulas. This is particularly of critical importance in areas of the world where refrigeration, fuel, etc. is difficult to access and increases the risk of using powdered infant formula. Therefore, we really urge the Commission to adopt this standard with the inclusion of the guidelines, as this has the potential of saving infant lives and health around the world, probably in very, very large numbers, and it would be unconscionable not to have this included in the document. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, IBFAN. And then I have Consumer International, please.
Thank you, Chair. Consumers International also supports the proposal to include the reference to the WHO guidelines into the document, as it addresses the danger of Enterobacter Sakazaki.
Thank you, Consumer International, and I have International Lactation Consultant Associates.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Nous soutenons vivement la proposition de la Côte d'Ivoire, soit celle de l'OMS, de référencier soit au paragraphe 951, soit au paragraphe 6.1, la référence sur la directive préparée par l'OMS et la FAO pour la préparation du lait en poudre pour les nourrissons, parce que nous croyons que c'est vraiment un point important d'ajouter ce nouveau document qui n'était pas encore édité lorsque le comité s'est réuni en novembre passé, de l'ajouter maintenant pour vraiment garantir une protection optimale des nourrissons partout dans le monde. Merci.
Thank you very much. And then I have International Special Dietary Foods Industries.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is the
would like to say that after all these years, 15 years of revision, we came with a very clear and non-ambiguous standard. And this is very important if we want to have a clear recommendation to countries. In this perspective, we would like to acknowledge and support the comments of the European Union. We believe that the standard was a consensus which was achieved at the last meeting in Thailand, which was a very fruitful and very interesting discussion. And in this perspective, now adding the WHO guidelines is a little bit creating confusion, because on one hand we have the Codex on Food Hygiene, who is working on the Code of Hygienic Practice, which will be likely implemented and coming to conclusion in 1 or 2 years. They will come up with a recommendation. And on the other hand, we have the WHO guidelines, which are, by the way, taken into consideration in the CCFH. So if we now introduce maybe two confusing parts in the same section of a standard, I doubt if this is a clear recommendation to countries. So ISDI would support the adoption of the standard as it is today, with maybe the technical amendment suggested by the US delegation, and then refer the section on hygiene to be finalized by the CCFH, which then makes a clear reference in this standard to a clear proposal that will be made by CCFH, and leave any different interpretations by inclusion of the WHO guidelines out of this standard. This is very important, we believe, and this would clearly offer to CCFH the opportunity to make a clear recommendation on safety, which we fully support. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. And can I ask the chairperson of the working group, Professor...
Nutrition Committee.
Sorry, of the Nutrition Committee, Professor Rolf Crossclaws, please. Sorry, it's German, and I think the operators are having problems to activate his microphone. It's from Germany. German, please.
Okay.
No, it's good.
I want to speak from Ghana. Thank you. First, I would like to thank all the delegates, and especially Thailand, who was the last meeting of our committee, for supporting and to have a consensus after 10 years of hard work. And I appreciate the adoption today, and I think the idea from ISDI to recommend that the CCFH should revise their practice, code of practice, in light of the new guideline of the WHO, I think is the right way for the committee, for the commission to adopt the standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. WHO again wants to speak, please.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to clarify, I think there was a little bit of confusion as to the suggestion here. There are two suggestions, as mentioned here. There's one in relation to the Section 6, where we mention the guidelines, and then there's Côte d'Ivoire suggesting to mention it in 951. There's no suggestion to take out any text. I think there was one or two delegations that said that we should not replace existing text with this or that. We're not suggesting to take out any text. We are only suggesting to put in an additional reference to the guidelines. And I'm a little bit puzzled to hear that somebody says that it will confuse people to put something in about guidelines. What will confuse people out in the real world is if you don't have clear description of how you should prepare this. That will confuse people. And reference to general hygiene does not tell anybody how you prepare this in a safe way. That is why the guidelines have been prepared. This is the first time that guidelines have been prepared directly coming out of risk assessment work. It will be confusing to people not to have clear directions on how you prepare this in a hygienic way. So I really do not understand why a simple reference to guidelines that now exist and have been developed exactly the way that Codex says that we need to develop good guidance should not be mentioned here. This is very strange. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. And ladies and gentlemen, EC, please, you want to come back again?
Mr. Chairman, you know, if we get comments that, WHO does not understand why, etc., I think it's a little bit, how to say, unfair, because we know perfectly well the situation. As I said, we have been discussing in the last meeting extensively about that. There was even discussion about the work going on with in the food hygiene in the last meeting of the food labeling committee, where this has been raised. And you know, if we are going to start now discussing what these guidelines contain and whether there are issues there that might be problematic for some countries or even regions, especially when we start talking about temperatures, etc., I think we are reopening a technical discussion here which is not appropriate. We have been discussing this standard for a very long time. Please, let's adopt it as it stands with the arginine correction and hope for the best. Thank you.
I see there are two more countries, two delegations who would like to bail us out of this situation. And I have U.S. and Singapore, and the Commission will conclude. U.S., please. United States of America.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking as a chairperson for the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene, I can support a previous intervention that suggested that a way forward would be to adopt this text now as written, and acknowledging that the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene is working on a draft code of practice for infant formula with the anticipation of completing its work within a couple of years. When that work is completed, which, as has been said, makes good reference to the WHO guidelines, when that work is completed, that at that point, a reference to the food hygiene code will be added to this code. That might be a way forward, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson of the Commission, for that extra information. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I was looking at the provisions for hygiene in this text, and I do appreciate it's mostly the general text which is put in most of the commodity standards, and I see there are two references. There's one making reference to the general standard for food hygiene. And then there is also reference to the recommended International Code of Hygienic Practices for Foods for Infants and Children. And I'm really getting concerned on issues of procedure. I've tried to check with the secretary, but I'm not getting a clear proposal. But I think, as a matter of procedure, and this is how we are including provisions for hygiene in all the codex texts, I am tempted to recommend to the commission to adopt the text with the changes proposed by US and supported by the other delegations on arginine, but refer the hygienic requirements to the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene, and the information we received from the chairperson that they recommended International Code of Hygienic Practice for Foods for Infants and Children is under revision, and taking into account that the WHO guidelines have just been made available, and also taking into account that the Committee on Foods for Special Dietary Uses, when discussing this document, they didn't have the opportunity to look at the WHO guidelines, we should give clear instructions to the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene to take into account the WHO guidelines as they revise the current recommended International Code of Hygienic Practices for Foods for Infants and Children. If we give clear instructions that they need to take into account, and it's good that this document is now available, and how much of that guidelines will be taken into the revision by the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene will also be discussed in the committee, and as procedures are, all the member states of Codex will also have the opportunity to have an input in that revision. So I would really urge the committee, or the commission, to support this position. And if I can repeat, we adopt the text with the changes on arginine as proposed by US and supported by the other delegations. We don't adopt provision 6 on hygiene, pending availability of the revised code of practice, and that is CAC/RCP 21/1979 under revision, and require the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene, as it revises this text, to take into account the WHO guidelines. Again, it's not the best way of starting the morning, but the most important thing is we have to be able to agree. And it has been drawn to my attention, and I think the Commission will also agree that you cannot adopt a commodity standard without the section on hygiene. I was tempted not to adopt the section on hygiene, and from my very informed secretary, it's not recommended to adopt a commodity text without some requirements on hygiene. In particular, that this section, the provisions have references to two documents. So let me try to come up with another summary. And I hope the secretary will be able to agree with what I'm going to say, and the commission will agree that we adopt the text as it presented with the amendments on hygiene as has been proposed by the US and supported by the several delegations, and also adopt the section on hygiene, but with clear instructions to the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene to take into account the WHO guidelines as they revise the recommended International Code of Hygienic Practices for foods for infants and children. And I would also ask the committee to take into account that revised text is required as a matter of urgency, and we would ask the Committee on Foods for Special Dietary Uses to revisit this clause or this provision as soon as the revised Code of Hygiene is available from the Committee on Food Hygiene. Does that sound as a better compromise? Any support? Singapore, you're supporting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for giving me the floor. You have been monopolizing the floor for quite a while. I think it's important to give all the members a chance to speak. I think we are at a situation where we have asked WHO to do something, and WHO has come out with a good guidelines. I think the guidelines is available on the ground floor. Everybody can have a look at it. And unless we have very strong objection to the recommendation made by WHO, what is the problem for us to make reference to the latest and most up-to-date, most practical, and address specifically the preparation of infant formula for special dietary purposes? And I think it's very important for us to recognize that our existing Codex Code on food hygiene doesn't really cover how to prepare infant formula. I don't think we have the exclusive right as Codex Committee to the food hygiene matter. And WHO has come up with something which is useful, which is practical, and we should make a reference to it. There's nothing wrong. We look at, there is a good guidelines out there. When you're preparing milk for infant, please have a look at it. Why should we be trying to, you know, having the exclusive right to food safety that only CS, making reference to CSE documents alone? And a CSE document will only come out in a couple of years' time, and also it's going to make a reference to the WHO document. So what is wrong for us to make reference to the WHO document right now? And instead of having this document going out there, there's nothing practical for the people who wants to use this standard to make preparation of infant formula and have to wait for a few years to find out how to do it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would suggest that we incorporate, make a reference to the WHO document.
Thank you, Singapore. First of all, I need to inform you that the chair will always give an opportunity for whatever delegation asking for a chance to speak. And you can realize the situation we are in. It takes a bit of time for the chair to be able to bring understanding in the commission in a situation like this one. And as exactly what is the problem, I wished we could all have, you know, an answer to that. We have listened to views in the commission, and we have diverged views, and we have to try to come up to some understanding. And the only way we can come up to some understanding is by following the procedures that we have adopted and we have been following in the codex. And the procedure, as I mentioned, is to make reference to a codex code of hygiene, a viable codex code of hygiene in our standards. And in the preparation of this code of hygiene, we have committee that is responsible, and in this committee, all the members of codex participate and come to an agreement. And that's precisely what I was suggesting. And I was trying to come up with a solution that would accommodate all the views raised here, and also observing the procedures we have laid down for the way we would manage our work. And I do appreciate we have the WHO code that we shall use, and we are giving clear instructions to the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene to take into account the details in the WHO guideline. And again, in making any standard, we do draw resources, and very generously, from all authoritative texts, be them standards or guidelines. And in this case, we have an authoritative guideline from WHO that will be taken into account by our Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. So really, exactly what is the problem is what we are trying to solve here, coming to a common understanding. And can I ask the Commission again, if we would agree to adopt the text as presented with the amendments on the urgent requirements as stated by USA and supported by the other delegations, and also making some editorial amendments on the Spanish version raised earlier, and require the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene to take into account the now available WHO guidelines when revising, or as they revise the code on hygiene for infants' foods, and also require the Committee on Foods for Special Dietary Uses to revise the hygienic provisions in this text we are adopting as soon as the revised text is available from the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. This is the proposal that I am throwing to the Commission, and as a chair, I don't think we could come up with a more compromising position than that. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, Canada strongly supports this draft revised standard, and we certainly do appreciate the wisdom of the chair and the solution he has proposed for us. We should perhaps note in the report of this meeting the fact that these WHO guidelines do exist, not only that we are asking that they be taken into account in the revision of the hygienic code, but also the fact that these guidelines do exist and are available today for use internationally. They do not have to wait for the hygienic practice code to be completed for them to be used by consumers around the world. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Canada, and maybe that is something we can include in the report. And also, it's a point of information to all of us here. We are members of WHO, and we have the right to use any guidelines as made available by WHO. So is there any objection to the summary I have just given, please? Singapore, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the interest of progressing, Singapore will want to have our comments accurately reflected in the minutes of the report and not to impede the progress of the of these standards to be adopted as step 8. And I would strongly recommend everybody should watch the Yes Minister's movie, and also Just Follow the Laws movie. I think it will give us a lot of food for thoughts and for reflections. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Singapore. Any other flag, please? Seeing none, thank you very much. Then the text is adopted with the summary I've just given. Can I invite the Commission now to go to the next text for adoption at step 8? And Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are four pieces of work having been forwarded to the Commission for final adoption at step 8 from the Committee on Processed Foods and Vegetables. The first text is standard for pickled fruits and vegetables. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. We have this text is now open for comments. No comments? Thank you very much. Then the text is adopted at step 8. Can we go to the next one, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The second standard from the same committee is standard for processed tomato concentrates. The exact text is found in Appendix 3 of the committee report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The text is now open for comments from the floor, please. No flags?
This one.
Thank you very much. Then the text, it's Cuba, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Cuba hace la observación solamente en el caso de esta norma, que en los aditivos que se plantean en el apéndice 3, en los aditivos alimentarios, como reguladores de la acidez se ha incorporado el ácido cítrico. Y esto incluye una nueva restricción que en la anterior norma no se encontraba ni se utilizaba en el comercio. Por lo tanto, Cuba considera que se deben aportar al menos los elementos por los cuales se incluye un nuevo aditivo que nunca había sido considerado en este tipo de normas. Gracias.
Thank you, Cuba. And Cuba, we got your consent, and efforts will be made to provide the reasons why. But I hope you are not blocking the adoption of the text.
Señor presidente, para tomar la decisión habría que conocer por qué. Si este tipo de aditivo nunca había sido considerado comercialmente, ni formaba parte, se ha incluido. Si los elementos están claros, no tenemos ninguna oposición. El tema es que no sabemos por qué.
Thank you, Cuba, and I am made to understand Cuba was in the committee meeting when this were arrived at. And can I ask the chair of the committee, United States of America, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me start by saying this was my first time chairing a Codex committee, and I appreciated that opportunity. Cuba was present at the meeting in Washington, and citric acid was never mentioned during the committee meeting. We went with the CCFA-approved additives, and that was the limit to the discussion. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, United States of America. We appreciate for the opportunity you had to chair the meeting. And with that explanation, and since I'm not opening a technical discussion in this commission meeting, I appreciate the flag of Cuba, but I'm not giving you a floor again, please, if you won't mind. Is there any other flag, please? Cuba, can we reserve your position?
Solo para aclarar que Cuba llegó tarde a esa reunión. Cuba no pudo llegar a tiempo para eso. Solo quería decir eso.
Thank you, Cuba, but can I still ask you, can we reserve your position?
Correct.
Thank you. We shall reserve your position. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. سيد الرئيس ما زلت لا تولي اهتماما إلى هذا الجانب مرة ثانية. فقط للتنبيه. لكن ولهذا أؤيد رأي كوبا بضرورة وجود مبررات لهذه الإضافات حتى تكون منسجمة مع الإضافات الموجودة في قوائم التي تم إقرارها من قبل لجنة أصول الأنزيم. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt, and may I kindly request my colleagues at the high table to be, you know, looking out and assist me, maybe. Okay? And having said that, Egypt, are you saying that you want to reserve your position, please?
No, I'm saying that.
Thank you, Egypt, and seeing no any other flag, then we adopt the text with the reservations by Cuba and Egypt. Secretary, can we go to the next text, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next text is draft standard for preserved tomatoes, which is found in Appendix 4. Of the report of the Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. And on this particular document and the document coming up next, the labeling provisions have been slightly amended by the Food Labeling Committee during the endorsement process. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Can we then open this for discussion in the floor, please? I have to be careful now, look every side to be able I don't leave out any country. France, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Juste une remarque concernant la version linguistique française, et ce sera valable pour d'autres normes produits. Nous avons envoyé des remarques sur la version française et elle figure dans des documents LIM qui ont été diffusés. Merci, Monsieur le Président. LIM 3.
Thank you, friends, for drawing that attention to us, and I hope you are also the custodian of the language, and we appreciate and we shall take into account. No, any other flag? Seeing no any other flag, then we adopt the text with the amendments as submitted by the Codex Committee on Food Labeling. Thank you very much. Can we go to the next text, please?
The Chair, the fourth and last draft standard coming from the same committee is the standard for certain canned citrus fruits found in Appendix 5 of the committee report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And this last text from CSPFV is now open for discussion. Any flag, please raise it up. Thank you very much. Seeing no flag, then the text is adopted as step 8. Secretary, can we go to the next one, or you have something to say?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The last standard just adopted will supersede two existing standards, one on canned group grapefruit and one on mandarin and oranges. And we shall come back to this point when we come to the revocation of standards. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that information. Then can we go to the next text, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next text has been forwarded to the Commission for final adoption from Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues, and there are some maximum residual limits at step 8 and the others at step 5 and 8. They are found in Appendix 2 and Appendix 3 of document Alinum 07/30/24. The Commission may wish to discuss these two items together. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And the two texts from this committee is now open for discussion. European Community, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Los comentarios de la Comunidad Europea sobre este punto, tanto los del apéndice 2 como los del apéndice 3, se encuentran recogidos en el documento LIM 7. La Comunidad Europea apoya la adopción del límite máximo de residuos para el metomilo, la sustancia número 94. Sin embargo, y con motivo de las diferencias en los valores de ingestión diaria admisible entre el JMPR y la Comunidad Europea, la Comunidad Europea no apoya la aprobación del límite máximo de residuos para el indoxacar, sustancia número 216, en lechugas romanas, en grasa de leche y en leche. Con respecto a las sustancias recogidas en el apéndice número 3, los comentarios detallados de la Comunidad Europea sobre este punto se encuentran también recogidos en el documento número 7. La Comunidad Europea reserva su posición sobre los límites máximos de residuos para ciertos productos de las siguientes sustancias: endosulfán, sustancia número 32, en pepinos y melones, excepto en sandías; para pirimicar, sustancia número 101, en frutas de hueso para promocar sustancia número 148 para lechugas arrepolladas, lechugas romanas y espinacas. Fenpropatrin, sustancia número 185 para té verde y negro. Y para la sustancia piraclostrobin, sustancia número 210 para fruta de hueso. Las justificaciones por las cuales la Comunidad Europea mantiene su reserva se encuentran en el documento LIM número 7. Con respecto al Boscalil, la sustancia 221, la Comunidad Europea quisiera informar a la Comisión de que, de acuerdo a las recomendaciones del informe del JMPR del año 2006, en el informe final de la 39ª sesión del Comité sobre Residuos de Plaguicidas, faltarían por incluir las siguientes precisiones. En primer lugar, que el límite máximo de residuos para bayas y otras frutas pequeñas se efectúan las fresas y las uvas. Y en segundo lugar, que para el límite máximo de residuo de las nueces de árbol se efectúan los pistachos. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, European Union, and the Commission knows that you actually you are not objecting adoption of the text, but rather having reservation as detailed in the LIM documents you have mentioned.